71 degrees. Yeah, look at the calendar. It is October. Rog Taylor with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Michael keeping things under control and master control. Got a couple of unrelated issues to talk about. First, what was President Obama thinking with the setup for Obamacare? And yeah, I guess we were all pleasantly surprised by how many Americans think health insurance is an important protection to have, protection from bankruptcy and health protection. You know, we all want to protect our health. And President Obama is supposedly the who understands the internet, understands electronic connectedness. He's the first presidential candidate who really used Twitter as a part of a strategy to win an election. And yet, when it came to having Obamacare ready to hit the streets, and he should have known that the conservatives who have been looking for chinks in his armor would note the time it took for people to connect to the new healthcare system. And very disappointing that the president didn't anticipate the demand. Now, this happens in when you launch new systems. To play a couple of online games, and SimCity is one of the games that I like to play. And when the new version of SimCity came out, for months you couldn't play. The system crashed because they weren't able to keep up with the demand. And over time, they finally got their software bug-proofed. Bugs in software, also known as undocumented features, features you hadn't planned on happening. But I would say it was 2 months, they finally got the operational bugs fixed up. And part of it was caused by the unanticipated demand. But when there's 50 million Americans who are uninsured, it would be questioned why we didn't build a system robust enough to handle the initial demand. Now, we've also heard that there's time to get this right, and no matter when you sign up, your insurance won't be going into effect until January 1st. And you have until December 15th to have your insurance go into effect on the first possible day that Obamacare can offer you health care coverage. And so this startup hassle will pass. We'll get beyond it. It won't last forever. But having been involved in designing and implementing large-scale databases, there's things to work out when you start a new system. But some of the capacity problems that Obamacare has documented here at the get-go, a little disappointing for a president who is supposedly one of the most technologically aware presidents that the country's ever had. And nonetheless, we found the new national healthcare marketplace foundering a little bit this past week. We'll see as the week wears on how that goes. My next unrelated rant. We've shut down the Head Start program in a lot of places. We heard when we talked to Karima El-Amin earlier in the show that many states, Michigan not included, but many states have already had to close their women and infants children's feeding program, the WIC program. And many states have had to shut that down. Small businesses can't get Small Business Administration loans, and hundreds of thousands of federal government employees are furloughed, or they're working and not getting paid at this time. But, shoo, we should all feel comfortable that the gyms available exclusively for members of Congress have been able to remain open during the shutdown. A House aide confirmed that House members' gym is fully open. The House gym features a swimming pool, basketball courts, paddleball courts, a sauna, steam room, flat TVs. They're having to rough it, though, because towel service is unavailable for our House representatives who have voted to shut the government down. But the rest of their athletic facilities are available for them. And you know the stress they're under with this. They need those that release to get in there and do their workout. The other thing is that even though there are unbudgeted now costs associated with the power required to heat the pools and to keep the lights on, that Congress is so far keeping their pool warm. According to the aide who confirmed this morning, the decision to keep the gym open even while other critical government services are shelved, came directly from Speaker Boehner's office. Meanwhile, the staff gym available to the congressional staff, that's been closed. It appears that members' gym in the Senate remains open on similar terms, although yesterday Senator Lindsey Graham complained to a reporter from the Omaha World Herald that the members' gym was getting a little rank. And if anybody would be able to smell rankness, Lindsey Graham would be at the head of that list. The daily operating cost of the House and Senate gyms remains shrouded in secrecy. The architect of the Capitol that oversees both gyms has refused to provide information about the gyms for security reasons. Yes, we want to be secure. A call to the architect of the Capitol to confirm this story went unreturned. Dozens of House members, including many of the Tea Partyists who have pushed the government into shutdown over demands that Obamacare be defunded, live in their offices to save money and use the House gym to shower. And so it was probably out of consideration for the tough life that those House members have that John Boehner decided that the staff, they didn't need a gym, but the actual representatives, they need to be able to get their daily workout in. Two unrelated items. 71 degrees in Kalamazoo. We'll check out your full evening forecast right after a news update. A delightful 71 degrees on the outside. Michael, who's pitching tonight? Do you know?
Yeah, for the Tigers, it's Doug Fister, and for Oakland, Dan Straley.
Okay. Now, if they lose tonight, it's all over?
If they lose, their season is done.
Okay. If they win, then there's a game.
Then there's a game five that will be out in Oakland, and that will be on, looks like, Thursday night. And it looks like Max Scherzer would be going for the Tigers against Bartolo Colon.
Okay. Is this going to, well, it isn't going to be a repeat of last year. Last year, they actually made it to the World Series before they started pretty consistently losing. Are we not going, what's your guess? Are they going to pull it out tonight and move it to a game five? Or are we looking at the last ball game of the year at this point?
You know, at the end of the season, I got really concerned when they couldn't score runs, especially against the Marlins and against the Twins, against two teams they should. And that's just continued here against Oakland. I mean, they started game one, three runs in the first inning, so it looked like they were getting going again, getting their bats going, but then they didn't score again the rest of the game, but they won.
Yeah.
Game two, they didn't score a run, and yesterday they scored three runs near the middle of the game, fourth inning. It looked like that was when they were finally going to open it up, and they've only scored in two of the 27 innings. It's going to be tough for them to win, but I think they get it done. I think they come alive. They all rally around Doug Fister. They get the win. They go out to Oakland, and then I think Max Scherzer pitches another gem, and they move on.
Okay, so if they win tonight and then Thursday night they win, then what's the next step?
Then they'll go to the ALCS. They will take on the winner of the Tampa Bay Rays-Boston Red Sox series, which the Red Sox lead currently 2-1.
How do they compare to either of those teams?
Well, they played the Red Sox earlier in the year at Comerica and at Fenway, and they took 3 out of 4 from the Red Sox at Comerica. They didn't do so well at Fenway, and the Rays, it's about even as well, so it's either or, really. Both teams are pretty strong. Both of those teams have good pitching and good hitters as well.
Okay. So tonight really is an important game.
It's do or die.
Yeah. And am I correct in assuming that you will be watching that game?
Well, I'll actually be sitting in here listening to it. I might put it on the TV, but I like listening to it on the radio more.
Okay, but you're going to be if you're in here working,
yeah,
you darn well better be
following
that game closely.
Yes, especially since I have to write the article on it.
Yeah, and boss, if you're paying attention, he's assuring me, his look is that he will be paying attention to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted management to feel comfortable that you were going to be fully involved in that game.
When it comes to sports, there's no slacking off for me.
Okay. 590 WKZO time is 4:29-ish, and boy, what a string of weather we're having. And the weather, according to Dave Samuel, goes clear through the weekend. Even next week still looks fairly warm. I'm going to be taking some time off next week. And so I'm looking at that extended forecast fairly regularly. And even next week continues to look good. So that bad weather that you are predicting by telling me the dark-colored woolly bear caterpillars mean a severe winter is coming. Even though that's your prediction, it doesn't appear to start right away.
Good.
And so the I'd like the warm weather to continue for another week or so.
One more question on the woolly bear caterpillar. Was it traveling north or south?
It was climbing up the wall of my garage. And so it was heading up.
Okay.
But it was on the north side of the garage.
Okay, because it also said if it was traveling north, it could be a mild winter. If it's traveling south, it's trying to get away from a cold winter.
I don't know that you can... Well, it was on the inside north wall of my garage.
Okay.
So I don't know how that comports with your... wives' tale on how woolly bear caterpillars predict, but it was climbing straight upward.
Yeah, there was nothing in the article saying what to do if it's climbing in the wall of Roger's garage.
I'm thinking that if it was climbing upward, it was trying to avoid deep snow.
Oh, boy.
And it was preparing itself for that winter you described.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think either of us know what we're talking about, but that doesn't stop us from talking,
no.
Does it? 590 WKZO time is 3:31. Here's CBS.